This half hour is presented by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning, friends.
Yes.
And good morning, Amber.
Yes, good morning. I mean, even though it's so dreary outside, it's still, we can still make it a good day. It's Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. We can still have chips and salsa.
That's it.
Maybe one margarita, not two, not four, right? But it's a good day.
Why don't people like the rain? I love the rain.
Do you really?
I do love the rain.
Well, I love it if I can take a nap.
Mm. Oh, no.
If I can't nap like today.
Yeah, you're at work. Can't take
a nap. Yeah, I can't take a nap. But yeah. I'm not such a fan of it. Yeah.
Baby snuggles.
I have a thunderstorm I play at night to go to sleep by.
It is nice. Last night I slept so well until my work phone started ringing. But between those periods, great sleep.
That was a great couple of minutes.
I love the rain. That's great.
So, did you say you have like a noise machine that plays the like
just
thunderstorm?
Just on YouTube. Just, you know, a 10-hour thunderstorm. That's... Which is funny because when I wake up, my dogs have paired up.
That is too funny, but it is rather soothing. I will say, going to sleep last night,
it wasn't
anything scary, thankfully. Here we didn't have anything like super, you know, jarring like we did a couple of weeks ago. Where everything was sideways. But this is really nice, and I'm really excited. So Ken Simmons,
yes, that's me.
So what do you do at Escambia County Sheriff's Office?
I'm in the community relations section, which means we go out and, you know, show the sheriff, you know, sheriff's office, you know, to the community. We do all the events. We do crime prevention talks, lectures, go out and do surveys, things like that. All the nice touchy-feely stuff with the sheriff's office.
So, love it. That's a good job then.
It is a great job. Yeah. I'm on my 32nd year at the sheriff's office. So working for my brother now, which is a great thing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, y'all are in the family together. That's exciting. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I thought that's what you meant when you asked me my last name, and it would be easy to remember. I thought that's what you were going for.
Well,
I said, well, okay.
Well, I never assume anything anymore.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah, that is very true.
But that's so exciting. Let me tell you, just gave me just even more hope for Pensacola, because it's a family business and a family
county. It is a family business. Yeah,
county.
We born and raised here. So I think, you know, you're born and raised here, you have great tie to the community and you care about it, you know. And he, as a sheriff, you know, it's just a great thing for Escambia County and the community altogether. Graduated here locally. He's in the Pine Forest High School Hall of Fame, actually.
Fun fact.
And I'm just a younger brother. I just happen to go there, too. So,
it's
a good thing.
Your parents must be so proud of y'all, I will say.
Absolutely.
It's cool. I love that. I want to ask you from your standpoint where you sit, just as a citizen for a second, how do you feel just growing up here and in everything that has happened in Escambia County, the growth in alongside of being coupled with disaster and pandemic and change and social injustice disruption, how do you feel that we as a whole have handled the growth and the common decency in Pensacola and in Escambia County?
Great question. Going back, let's say in the 70s, growing up in Pensacola was awesome. It's not a really small town, but it's got a real small town feel.
But you still knew everybody. It felt that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody kind of knew each other's last names at least.
Sure. Yeah. You know, you only had, and it's kind of funny, if you look at a church family, you had several big churches in Pensacola, and then you had a lot of smaller ones. We happened to go to, you know, like a medium-sized church. But still, you know, Pensacola always felt like a church family to me. Mm-hmm. And even through the years, as things have changed, we've overcome, you know, shootings. We've overcome, you know, tragedies one after another. Now you have a pandemic. But Pensacola is Pensacola. You cannot go very far without people knowing, Pensacola, been there, love it, great place. And that's why we get a lot of retirees from the military. They come in here, do the training, and they come back because Pensacola is a great place. Mm-hmm. Like I said, for the size of the county, the amount of people we got here is still a small town feel. Mm-hmm. And they treat law enforcement, you know, just great. They love their first responders here. I speak all the time at organizations, and I tell the guys, I said, I appreciate you guys. you may not think that your first responders hear you, but we do.
Yeah.
You know, we do hear your support. We hear, you know, just how much you appreciate what law enforcement does and first responders do for the county. Now, the social injustice thing, you know, that's worldwide. You mm-hmm. know, it's not just in, you know, up north or, you know, in the south or anything. But for the most part, here in Pensacola, it's a community. We understand that there's going to be, you know, good times and there's going to be bad times. There's going to be poor decisions and there's going to be great decisions. But for the most part, they're willing in Escambia County and Pensacola to hear and understand what has taken place, not prejudge or jump to conclusions, but hear what's out there. And understand that law enforcement, we may not have the answers, you know, within the first 10, 15 minutes of being on scene. We may not know what's taking place.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great thing about, you know, Pensacola and Escambia County. They give us the opportunity to find out, to research and investigate what has happened.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, my brother's not one to, okay, if you made a bad decision, you're going to answer for it. You got to do it right the first time because we really don't have time to go back and do it over again.
Right.
We just don't have the luxury to do that some of the time, especially when you come to use of force or deadly force or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And from being in law enforcement for, you know, 32 years, I don't see really that there's that big of a change in how, you know, we respond. You know, you still respond to help people. You still respond to their calls for service. You respond because they need you.
Yeah.
And we don't show up to people's house just because, you know, they invite us for tea. You know, something bad has happened in their lives. And that's, again, a great thing about Escambia County is they understand that.
Yeah.
We're not out there to give them, you know, tickets because that's, you know, just a great thing we want to do. You know, it's just to say, look, guys, you know, we want you to be more safe. We want you to be more careful.
Yeah.
You cannot look at law enforcement the way you used to, as in how the public views us.
Sure.
We have to, you know, be a lot more transparent. That's why Brother is pushing so hard for the body cameras. So mm-hmm. they see and they understand what we do, you know, what is being said to us and what we say back to them.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is being involved in the community. We're doing community policing like it's never been done before here in Escambia County.
Absolutely. One of the things we do in my section, myself and a few other officers, we're certified through the Attorney General's Office, State of Florida, as crime prevention practitioners and crime prevention through environmental design practitioners, which means we took five different state exams, several hundreds of hours worth of training to be able to speak intelligently to people about, you know, crime prevention. Goes to the lighting inside and outside their homes, to the shrubbery, the trees, the locks, the doors, all this stuff. And we're going out to people's houses and we're doing surveys for them. And we're not trying to beat people up about it. You know, we're not going to say, you know, lock your cars and all this other good stuff. You know, bad on you if you forget. But it's just little things like that. Spoke to a group last night in Mayfair and said, look, guys, we can't look at crime prevention the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go to Walmart and you're going to remember, you know, not to leave your remote control, you know, to your garage door in the same vehicle that you have your registration and has your address on it.
Right.
So if I get your remote, I get your address. And while you're in shopping, I'm going shopping at your house.
Right.
You know, it's just little things like that.
That's
so if you
tip.
Guys want to survey at your house, call us. We'll come out and do it. Businesses, we do them at churches. We do a lot of that stuff.
What's your number?
436-9914, 436-9914, or ksimmons@escambiaso.com. We're doing a lot of them. We do a lot. So give us a little bit of time and we'll certainly get to you.
And we're super excited to announce that we've got community events coming back.
Yes.
And that is just like, I think everybody's so excited to see a
Yay!
Bunch of this stuff coming back. And we're just so happy. Actually, this weekend, we're kind of kicking off with partnering with Gilmore Services on May 8th for a shred-a-thon. It'll be at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. And that is going to be this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you have any questions about the shred-a-thon, what you can bring, how many pounds, please contact Gilmore Services. They'll be happy to respond to any of that and give you guys the info. But yeah, that's kind of the first thing we're starting out with. And then next weekend's busy.
Next weekend is very busy.
Yes.
But, you know, we cannot forget this Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yes.
Don't forget Mother's Day.
My husband's listening.
So, yeah.
I'll put that back out there.
Oh, yeah. Amber, is this your first Mother's Day?
It's my second.
Second Mother's Day.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. But yeah, starting next Friday, the Perdido Key Chamber of Commerce is putting on their First Responders Friday. First responders, I mean, I'm sure everybody knows the definition, fire department, EMS, law enforcement, you know, people like that. Mm-hmm. Next Friday at Pensacola Greyhound Park from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Burgers, where sheriff's office is cooking up burgers. We'll have the canine unit out there. We'll have the horses. You know, that's pretty cool. People love horses and dogs.
They do. And you know, they get to see, they'll probably do a little demo with the canines.
Absolutely.
And then the horses are just,
yep,
they're so amazing to see. And our team does such a great job with them.
And
they really,
and that's
do
what it's about. It's mm-hmm. it's showing the community what resources that the sheriff's office has. Mm-hmm. And just because they're law enforcement, you know, doesn't mean that you can't come up and pet the horses and the dogs. We encourage that. It's a true dog and pony show. So
that is so good.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll cook the hamburgers. We'll cook the hot dogs. We'll have the Coast Guard Auxiliary out there, and Lillian Fire Department is bringing their equipment over for the kids that love, you know, the fire trucks and the fire department gear and helmets and stuff. That's pretty cool. They love that. So we invite everybody to come out. It's at the Greyhound Park.
Yeah,
sorry,
it's going to be at the Pensacola Greyhound Track. That's 951 Dog Track Road. That's going to start, like you said, at 6 p.m. There's going to be burgers and dogs that the sheriff's office is cooking up. You're going to see our canines out there. You'll see our mounted units going to be out there with the horses. I think they've also got other first responders that are going to be there. I think I heard the Coast Guard's auxiliary boat may be out there.
Yes.
So it's kind of a fun thing to bring the kids to.
Absolutely.
Let them walk around, let them see. But after that is when the sheriff's office is going to have our Friday flicks.
There's going to be a movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Where,
oh,
there's
really?
Going to be a movie. Yeah, one, I guess it's going to be one of them inflatable movie screens, and
yeah,
they're going to show the movie Max.
It's a story.
Oddly
about
enough, it's about a dog.
It's about a dog who's a military hero.
Military hero,
yes.
A four-legged hero. So come on out for the meal, then stay for the movie.
Yeah.
You're going to have, I'm pretty sure Sheriff Simmons will be out there.
He will be. Much of the command staff will be out there. We want to walk around, meet everybody, talk to everybody. If you know, take pictures, be out in the community as much as possible. I'm so excited about this because we've seen it done in other areas, but nobody in Escambia County has done this with law enforcement, doing the drive-in movie theater type thing. So it will be the blow-up screen.
Yeah.
We're going to have for a military appreciation month. That's why we chose the movie Max.
Absolutely.
So it'll go till about 10 p.m. So after 8 p.m. when the initial kind of first responders thing ends, we'll be starting the movie.
Absolutely. And, bring your chairs.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be
it's
beautiful
a fun
weather.
Fun family night.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Really, really nice.
And it's free.
Yeah, absolutely. Free. Mm-hmm. Free. Did everybody hear that? It's free.
People love that. And I'm going back to the horses too. The kids love seeing it. And is it called the Mounted Posse Unit?
Yes.
I think
yes.
It's just
Sheriff's Posse. Yes.
And so I've gone to several events too, and they're so amazing with the kids. You guys do
yes.
an excellent job engaging with them, sharing about each horse, their history, their
yes.
life. And it helps connect sometimes, like if kids catch a glimpse of the news, right?
Yes.
They can mm-hmm. the world can start to, from the TV, make the show, the sheriff, the police, they're you know, whatever.
Yep.
Right, this brings it back to, hey, we're here to help you, we're here mm-hmm. to assist you.
Sure.
You know, we were taught as kids, you're in trouble, go see a police officer, not just a random adult.
Exactly.
Right, go see your sheriff, a deputy with a badge first. They're there yeah. to help you.
Exactly. People ask, why do we have horses and 2021. Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, it's a historic thing, and you know, you ride horses, and you know, back then, you know, there's such a great distance between here and there. But the horses now are a tremendous asset for us in large crowds. We can see above, you know, what's going on. We can help with crowd control if that is an issue. We can also get on the horses and find children or adults or whatever is lost.
Mm-hmm.
We can take them in the wooded areas. It keeps the officer fresh. You know, that's what the horses are for. They're a tool that we use, just like the canines. Canine Sadie will be out there. She's our bloodhound. She's the cutest thing.
She's so sweet.
She is a doll.
I know.
But she, mm-hmm. you know, she finds the people to play. Hey, you know, when I find this person that's lost, we're going to go have a good time. We're going to play.
Yeah.
And that's her motivation to search. And, mm-hmm. you know, she just loves people. She loves finding people because at the end of it, it's a game and she plays.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a real quick thing about the horses
yes.
and the dogs. That's why we have them and use them.
I love that you jumped the gun with the question, too, because some people are like, why do they still have horses? But yeah. you're right. There, yeah. It's an asset and adds mm-hmm. an extra level of not just protection, but just yeah. looking out,
yeah.
literally looking out for
That's
everybody.
Exactly what it is. And Deputy Anderson, he's our guy at the sheriff's mm-hmm. office for the horses. He's been riding horses for, he was actually in rodeos.
He does a tremendous job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they train, you know, with gunfire, loud noises, crowds, you know, just any type of distraction that you would think would disturb a horse because these horses are so well trained. And
they really are.
They obey so well to the guys and girls that are riding them. We do need posse members, so if you're interested, get a hold of Howard Anderson. Call the sheriff's office and ask for him. Looking for posse members.
436-9630. If you have any questions about it, you can always email PIO@escambiaso.com. I'll make sure all of that gets forwarded to Howard yeah. Anderson, and he'll hook
yeah,
us up.
Yeah, we don't supply the horses. You got to have your own horse.
Mm-hmm.
So... but other than that, I wanted to mention Saturday the 15th
yes.
is Burgers and Badges.
Okay, I'm excited
what is
about
Burgers
this one.
And Badges? Mm-hmm. Burgers and Badges is a, let's call it a picnic. Let's call it a community picnic. Darren and Christy Costello at Costello's on Fairfield and Lillian. The butcher shop is where it used
mm-hmm.
to be. Great people. They have such a heart for this community and the kids that are around them. I was there stalking with them yesterday, and the stories that they were telling about the kids that come in there that haven't ate in a while. So what does Christy and Darren do? They make them a sandwich. So anyway, what they're doing is they're partnering with the sheriff's office,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be at... what's the name of the park?
May 15th at Meadowbrook Park.
Meadowbrook Park.
That's on 2 Atkinson Drive. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So if you miss us the Friday night before, May 14th, when we're at the Pensacola Greyhound track for Friday Flicks, come see us Saturday morning.
Absolutely.
We're out there doing the same thing. We're going to be cooking up hamburgers
yep.
for everybody. And this event's free, too. We're also going to have our mounted unit and
yes, we'll
the
have
canine.
The contingency out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Darren and Chrissy reached out to us and wanted to partner with us and do something for their community. Great people. And again, if you want to go back and talk about Escambia County, you find people like this.
Absolutely.
You know, that are willing to, you know, engage with the community, not just be part of it,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, live with their community, be who, you know, they are as human beings and you know, love their neighbors and love the kids that are around them. That's what Pensacola is about.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Pensacola is about. So, and it's a great source of pride for me when we travel, you know, because we take our cars if we have to go to the train or wherever, and people say, oh, Escambia County. Yeah, I remember that. Great place. Love it. Mm-hmm. Nice people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We are. We're a great community. But it starts with people getting involved in their community, you know, being, you know, just who they are as human beings, just good people.
That's
so
right.
Love Pensacola. Love Pensacola. And it is our 200th anniversary.
Yes. Those stickers
right.
on the cars you're going to start
absolutely.
Seeing.
You'll mm-hmm. see the, well, most of the cars are having the,
yeah.
the,
mm-hmm.
You'll see a new sticker on the left rear window.
Of the patrol cars.
That, my brother, you know, the sheriff, he's the old fashioned cowboy guy. You know, he's that old sheriff, you know, back in the day where you just, you know, knew everybody who lived in your town and, you know, the sheriff was your guy if you needed something.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see a more historic look
okay.
To the stickers on the sides of the cars. So, and there's some other things you're going to be rolling out for the 200th.
We're going to have badges.
Badges, yeah.
New badges,
the badges
coming
will
in
be
for the
redesigned.
Mm-hmm.
But by statute, there's still certain things that's got to be part of the badge, mm-hmm. so that's still going to be there. But the
right.
badges will look a little different.
That's exciting.
And you'll just see some things like that. So I encourage people to figure out, you know, you live in Pensacola, look at the history of Pensacola and find out what the cross on Pensacola Beach is there
that's
for.
Right. That's right.
You know, if you don't know that, I challenge people out there to look that up and find out why it's there, what it commemorates.
Well, I love that. Like, challenging people, I think history is really important for us to bring back. I've had this discussion many times. In fact, it's in the future going to be a regular segment here on this show.
Yeah.
Because I think especially as we see so many new people moving to this area, or people who were stationed here before coming back to retire, you know, history is where it starts, and knowing that is so beneficial for how we move forward.
Yeah. Sure. I think if you know your community, you'll understand where your community come from. You know, we haven't always made the perfect, you know, example, but here's the thing. We learn from it. We move on and we do better through it.
As is in life.
Exactly.
As each of us. Exactly. Right?
That's
so learn about your community. You understand where Pensacola comes from. You know, get your history down. And
where
all
do
way
think
back
the
to
best
Andrew Jackson
place,
and the, I'm sorry?
Where do you think the best place is to get a good handle on the history of Pensacola?
Probably downtown, the old Christ Church, some of the museums that are down there.
They just set up a whole new area over there downtown across from the Pensacola Little Theater with tons of placards and everything where you can kind of go through and read. It's very interesting because,
absolutely,
you know, the
archaeology, it's the city of five flags. Understand what
happening.
That means.
That's right.
Yeah. And Pensacola was once the capital of the state of Florida, you know, and Jacksonville and Pensacola are so far apart. They've okay, we'll put somewhere right in the middle. So
that's
there
right.
you go. So, yeah, Pensacola is a great place, guys. If you get a chance, you know, find out what your community is. Be proud of, you know, your community.
Yeah, and if you have friends moving to this area, if you have new neighbors that are coming in, I feel like I need to just encourage people to, you know, invite them to get to know our sheriffs and get to know our deputies, get to, you know, understand them. Sometimes if you come from a place where it wasn't that, oh, hey, waving, y'all wave to me. I'm just like, you know, I'm over here with my kids, like, hello. And so, but we're a family atmosphere here in Escambia County.
Yes.
And they want to know you. You want to know them. You partner together. That's how we continue to keep our neighbors safe, keep our families safe. And so just encourage your friends, families, people who are coming here to listen to this podcast on news radio, right? Yeah. Listen to this and then reach out. Go to these events. Take your kids.
Well, and that's one of the big changes in law enforcement. You have a community engagement now. Mm-hmm. And it's like the brother said when he was running for sheriff, you know, you're going to see a level of engagement that you've never seen before.
We are.
We have to have that. We have to, the citizens out there have to feel part of the sheriff's office. You know, don't just call us when, you know, things are bad, but I want them to understand that we're there for them.
Yeah.
Okay. We want to partner with them. Mm-hmm. There, we can't do all the stuff that we'd like to do. I can't fix your locks at your house. I can't, you know, fix your doors. I can't cut your shrubs down. But we'll find somebody to help you if we can.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we encourage our neighborhood watch programs. If you know somebody in your neighborhood watch that, you know, is an electrician, who is a handyman or craftsman, and there's an elderly couple that need help, you know, we try to put them together.
Absolutely.
My door doesn't lock. Okay, well, let's get somebody to help you with that. And again, crime prevention is, for the most part, if you look at it, crime as a triangle, okay? And to commit a crime, you have to have these things. You got to have the desire from the bad guy to do it. You got to have his ability to do it. But the third part of that, and the most important, is the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And what we teach the citizens is that's your job to eliminate that opportunity to be the victim of a crime. Make sure your lights are working. Make sure that I can see your windows from the street and that you're not having ambush points. You know, you look like you live in a jungle there because I can't see your house.
Right.
And the bad thing is the bad guys know that. They can be hiding anywhere if you got all this stuff growing up around your house. So take some time, you know.
That's right. I love that.
Try not to be the victim.
That's right.
And if you ever have any questions, please feel free to send us an email at PIO@escambiaso.com. If you have any questions about starting a neighborhood watch or anything like that that we've talked about on today's show or any other show, send your question there, and I'll make sure it gets to the appropriate person to get you some answers and responses.
And to, because we're wrapping up here, we have about 40 seconds left. Yeah. Where can people go to get information about the upcoming events?
Yeah, you can always follow us on our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We put a lot of that stuff out there, but our Facebook page is probably the best place to get the calendar of events and see what's going on here at your sheriff's office.
Yeah, and we want to thank everybody on Facebook for joining us this morning and hanging out. And thank you so much, Ken, for coming in and sharing just your love for Escambia County and wanting to see us continue to thrive. Amber, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys, everything you're doing.
You are certainly welcome. Thank you for having us. Great place to live, guys. I'm telling you, you got a bunch of nice people in this community. Love it.
Absolutely. 1,000% in agreement with you. All right. We'll see you guys
soon.
Thank
you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.